Hi, everyone. This is Christine Carter. Welcome back to Cracking the Habit Code, 21 Days to Keeping Your Resolutions. Welcome to day 16. Today, we're going to talk about playing offense. This whole week, I'm going to give you short and sweet strategies that work. And what I mean by playing offense is that what we want to do with our resolutions is really plan and prepare, essentially, so that we aren't dealing with our temptations all the time. So this is a strategy that works that I've actually been teaching you. I've been sneaking it in this whole first 2 weeks, but I want to try and tie these threads together with you. And here's why. As we talked about in the first week, the best way to be happier, and as research shows, less stressed in life, is to set up habits that don't actually require your willpower. Now, this might be a really strange thing to say after we just spent a week strengthening our willpower, but here's the catch. Successful people actually have stronger willpower. They've done those things that we've been working on to strengthen their willpower, but they use it less because they're already set up for success by their good habits. So here's the thing. They don't use their willpower to avoid crisis. They use it to create new habits that lead to further success and happiness. So I have got this entire strategy and was thinking about it because of a wonderful book called Willpower, which is by Roy Baumeister and John Tierney. Baumeister is the willpower researcher, the guy who has really pioneered it, and his grad students too. And Tierney's a journalist, I think. So that's a great, wonderful book to read. It's very narrative, and I couldn't recommend it more highly. Anyway, okay. So people with really high levels of self-control don't use their willpower to avoid crisis. They use it to create new habits. This is exactly why I'm teaching you about willpower. This is exactly what we're doing here. I want you to be able to, you know, in the face of chocolate cake, habitually choose kale if that was your resolution. Really successful people spend a lot less time resisting desires than other regular people do. So that's weird to me. It's like saying a champion cross-country runner spends less time running than other people. You know, there's a little bit that's counterintuitive about this. But the reason why people with stronger willpower end up using it less is because they've arranged their lives so that they avoid temptations and problem situations for themselves. So they're not procrastinating a lot. They leave enough time to do a particular project. They're not hanging out with people who only eat food that they are trying to avoid. They aren't going to be tempted to watch a lot of television when they've got a project to do because their roommates aren't, they don't have to walk through that room, or they're not living with people who watch a lot of television. So we've talked about all of these things. We've talked about how other people influence us. You actually already know already how to play offense because that's what we've been doing. But I just want to kind of reframe this a little bit in using Baumeister's terms and to sort of show you. So the first way to play offense is to pick your battles. So that's all about day one, right? That was about picking the one big thing to focus on and then making small but steady progress. So the important thing is really that we make that slow but steady progress, and that we're going to best do that by really picking the one thing that we're going to focus on at a time. Because as we know, our willpower is extremely limited and it's a muscle that fatigues easily. And so we want to set ourselves up for success. Another way to play offense is to measure your progress, to keep score, to know where we are at any one time. So, you know, whenever a player on an athletic field is playing offense, they know where they are in the game. They know whether they're winning or losing. And this is a really surefire way, as we quantify how we're doing, it's a sure way to increase the odds that we'll be successful. And then another thing that we've talked about pretty extensively is that we need to know our limits here. So maybe you haven't thought about it this way, but when we think about all the things that, all our temptations, the ways that we react to stress, the things that are going to be a challenge to us, we just need to know that our willpower is incredibly fatigable, right? That we do really have limits. Our supply of willpower is incredibly limited, and we use the same resource for many different things. So we might start off our day with a nice rested willpower muscle, but then it can really quickly be depleted. So one thing Baumeister recommends is that you watch for symptoms. So you watch for those situations, as we have done, in which we tend to feel depleted, but also watch ourselves throughout the day for really subtle, easily misinterpreted, I should say, signs that our willpower is at the end of its rope, so to speak. So I know when I become weepy that I have made a lot of decisions and my willpower is at the end. I can no longer control my emotions. So some, you know, if things seem to bother me more than they would at other times, or really than they should. So Baumeister talks about having like the feeling of having the volume, having been turned up on your life so that you feel things more strongly than usual. To notice if you suddenly have what we call in my family decision paralysis, if you are having a really hard time making up your mind about even like really simple things, you're out to dinner and you're just overwhelmed by the menu, you can't decide anything. So simply knowing your limits, you know, when you sit and you're, one thing that I noticed towards the end of the day, I can be sitting and staring and knowing that something needs to be happening, but not really being sure why or what it needs to be done and why I can't seem to do it, right? So it's that I should be fine here. I should be able to do this. I can't. Well, then I realize, okay, I'm at my limit, and anything else that I need self-control to do from here on out is going to be at risk. So that is all for today. I'm going to try really hard to be true to my word and keep these classes quick, so that you can focus your energy on implementing the things that we've learned in the first 15 or 16 days. And I hope that you are you're feeling very successful in your resolutions. I look forward to tomorrow when I will talk you through another strategy that works.